And now I will start to speak in English because we still have two our guests. So as I announced, it is Karina Kuria, the author of the film Train of Freedom, that is today on the program at 5 o'clock in the big cinema student center. Karina, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, what am I interested is, how did you get the idea to make a movie about the Kosovo and about the Albanian people there? I mean, you are from ESA there? You're from the United States?
I'm from New York, mm-hmm. But I'm born in Colombia, so I have a very, ethnic, diverse background. Living in New York, you get to interact with people of many nationalities in many countries, and I think that's what makes New York really different from the rest of the United States. I lived there since 1993, and through my experiences, I've met a variety of people from all over the world, including a lot of, there's a big Albanian community in the United States and some cities, but in New York is particularly really big. So I've, you know, through relationships with people, I had come to, and also, you know, during the period of the war and all this time, you know, like, it was obvious that there was a lot of issues around the Balkans. And from my relationship with Albanian people, I started to learn about the culture, about the history, and I became really interested. As a filmmaker, it really appealed to me to study and to learn more about the situation of Kosovo in the world and what was going on at the time, and also how it affects and how it impacts in a more universal way. And all of the situations that go on in the world are very particular to the regions, but also reflect us as humanity. It reflects on our character. It reflects on our ability to be tolerant to each other. It affects on our relationships with people and where are we going. So I decided to travel to Kosovo and work on this project that is about tolerance and multiculturalism after the war. The film features both Kosovo Albanians and Kosovo Serbians, as well as Romas, Ashkalis, and other ethnic groups that are in Kosovo. The reason for doing the film is to take this project that goes on there and present it to other people and make it somehow known, you know, in other parts of the Balkans and other parts of Europe. This is a program that started by the United Nations Mission and Culture with the purpose of integrating all the groups that have been affected by the war. Obviously, this is majorly between the Serbian and Albanian people in Kosovo, but it also affects other minorities. It also affects the Gypsies, Romas, and Ashkalis. So it was very challenging to explore this kind of issues that are very sensitive to people in the region. But also, it was very important to show what are the ways that we can work internally and more on the at a people's level, what are the efforts that are being made in order to integrate people and to move forward into the future? Because it's obvious that we can all do something, we can all give something, and it's just gonna benefit everybody. So that's why I became interested in doing this project.
I think that also there is some kind of love story behind the making the project.
Well, the producer, Petrin Pula, it's also my boyfriend. So I have even a deeper knowledge of Albanian culture on that, on my personal life. It's a wonderful relationship. It's been over 4 years. We have done all kinds of projects together, and it just I think that's the love part of it.
And the film is made before the independence of the Kosovo, yeah?
It was shot a little before independence, and it just been all throughout. The political situation had been moving forward during the making of the film. So the end of the film actually happens after independence, but prior to that, when we were shooting and we were in the train, it hadn't happened yet.
Are you still contacting the protagonists of the film?
Yeah, I mean, the one of the conductors, unfortunately at the moment, after independence, there was a lot of protests from the Serbian workers in the railway, and a lot of them decided to leave their jobs. So at this moment, I know that the Albanian conductor is riding a different rail route, and the Serbian conductor who lives in Mitrovica, he's still employed on the railways, but he is not conducting the train at the moment. So he is kind of, and we don't really know what the situation is with him, but I want to continue to find out where is he at and what is he doing, and if he resigned, the reasons why he resigned, and if he's not resigning and he's coming back, you know, like, I would like to find out. Still very, very sensitive issue, you know, it's still very hard to be able to find a solution for all this that has gone, you know, like for years and years, but there's a lot of hope that, you know, with the work of everybody, you know, things can move forward and these problems can be left behind and then everything can move forward, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you
very much. Film je na programu danas u 17 sati u velikom kino SC. I naš zadnji gost, ono što bih htjela napomenuti, dakle u slučaju da ne razumijete engleski, odnosno da niste mogli možda pohvatati sve izjave, nakon pres konferencije ćemo imati izjave i u audio zapisu i sa prijevodom.